evening. Special welcome to each one present. We're glad you came this evening. This has been something we've been looking forward to for a while, and here it is. So without further words, I'll turn the time over to the Pine Grove Mennonite School.
Thank you. once my head upon her nest, softly clucks to all the rest. Little chicks, come gather near, a wondrous story you'll hear. Two white doves on rafters high, coo a quiet lullaby. Long ago, on manger hay, the little baby Jesus lay. Three wise men from far away came to visit him one day, for he was born, the doves recalled, to be the greatest king of all.
Four brown horses in their stalls, snug within the stable walls, tell of his birth 'twas long foretold by chosen men in days of old.
Five gray donkeys speak with pride, remembering one who gave a ride. A brother donkey went with them from Nazareth to Bethlehem.
Six spotted calves on noble hay, like that on which the baby lay. They put him in a manger bed so he could rest his sleepy head.
Seven goats, all black and white, described the sky that holy night. A star appeared that only morn to mark the place where he was born.
Eight nestling kittens lick their fur. They nod their heads and softly purr, for he was wrapped in swaddling clothes to keep him warm from head to toes.
Nine woolly sheep down from the hill on Christmas Eve remember still. Shepherds heard the angels sing praises to the newborn king.
Ten soft lambs say Jesus' name. He was the Lamb of God who came. He was the greatest gift of love sent from his Father God above.
11 puppies listen well in hopes that they in turn can tell the Christmas story another year for all the animals to hear.
12 chimes ring out from far away the lovely bells of Christmas Day, and every beast shall bow his head for one small babe in a manger bed.
Here I go, down the hill, on my sleigh. Christmas is a chain of love.
Christmas is a chain of love extending through the earth. It began in olden times at the Christ child's birth.
Each of us is one small link in the endless chain, and as we tell a story, others we should keep.
The chain of love grows stronger as Jesus gave what he wants. His message never falters, his blessing never ends.
The chain extends through bonds of faith. Its strength is more than giving. The power of Jesus lies in love, and its test is in the living.
A wonderful chain of love, welded by faith and prayer, may extend to all the world, to people everywhere.
Christmas is a chain of love. That is what we think. Will you not join his work and become a living link? Sacrifice of praise for you today.
come, finding the little Lord Jesus at home.
Humble and humble and lowly ever, there he was welcome the night of his birth. Only a stable, no room in the inn, no one seemed able to take the Savior in. Only a stable received him that night. Now all the earth is aglow with his light. Yet he has stayed to come into my heart, and from his presence I will not depart. No more a stable come into my heart, dwell there forever and evermore depart.
Innkeeper.
The traffic was heavy as families flocked in. Camels and donkeys, commotion and din. When Joseph and Mary stumbled in that day,
I, the innkeeper, I turned them away.
The merchants with bags of silver and gold, you couldn't expect them to stay out in the cold. But Joseph and Mary had not much to pay.
So I, the innkeeper, I turned them away.
Wise rabbis came too, very solemn of face. For such honored guests, I must sure find a place. But Joseph and Mary had little to say.
When I, the innkeeper, I turned them away.
There were officers also, haughty and bold. Their uniforms glittered with scarlet and gold. Joseph and Mary wore homespun gray.
And I, the innkeeper, I turned them away.
The scenes of the day are like to erase. The ransom of God I gave no place. I welcomed the rich, but the humble at day.
I, the innkeeper, I turned them away.
Oh, if you are here and have made Christ no room, the one who died for you and rose from the tomb, when he's gently knocking, receive him today. You are the innkeeper. Don't turn him away. Let us leave thy throne and thy kingly crown when thou camest to earth for me. But in Bethlehem's home there was found no room for thy holy nativity. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus. There is room in thy heart for thee. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus. Come, there is room in my heart for thee. Heaven's arches ring when the angels sing of thy birth and thy royal decree. But in lowly birth didst thou come to and in greatest humility. Foxes found their rest, and the birds had their nest in the shade of the forest tree. But thy couch was a sorrow, thou Son of God, in the deserts of Galilee. Thou camest, O Lord, with the living word that should set thy people free. But with mocking and scorn and with crown of thorn did they take thee to Calvary. When the heaven shall ring and its choir shall sing at thy coming to victory, thou wilt call me home, saying, yes, there is room. There is room at my side for thee. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus. There is room in my heart for thee. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus. Come, there is room in my heart for thee. There is room in my heart for thee.
and Merry Christmas to you all. We wish you lots of cheer. Come see us. We're having school 5 days a week next year. It's cold outside. I'm freezing. My nose is getting runny. I hope my lungs are sneezing. Achoo! My tootsies are at Farrow's end. And if I count them, I'm not sure that I will still have 10. I need a hot cup of cocoa with a marshmallow or two. I need a hot cup of liquid, and only chocolate kind will do. I need a hot cup of cocoa to warm me up from head to toe. Make it in a mug, pour it in a cup, serve it on a saucer, and warm me up with a hot, 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 cup of cocoa. It's windy, the wind is really blowing. I wonder if it ever will stop snowing. There's only one thing that'll warm my frozen feet. A nice hot cup, a steaming cup of chocolate will turn up my heat. I need a hot cup of cocoa with a marshmallow or two. I need a hot cup of liquid, and only chocolate kind will do. I need a hot cup of cocoa to warm me up from head to toe. Make it in a mug, pour it in a cup, serve it on a saucer, and warm me up with a hot, 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 cup of cocoa.
Good evening and welcome to this part of our Christmas program. We are here to sing about our king that was born in Bethlehem so many years ago. In addition to our songs, we'll be telling you about 10 famous kings from history. Thanks for coming and we hope you enjoy what we have to present.
Savior, hallelujah, hallelujah.
born in Babylon in 1792 BC and died in Babylon in 1750 BC. After the abandonment of his father, Sinrabalat, he became the sixth king of the first dynasty of Babylon. He reigned over 42 years from 1792 to 1750 BC. He is best known for the seven laws known as the Hammurabi's Code. They are one of the first written laws in recorded history.
Tutankhamun was born to Akhenaten and his wife, the younger lady, in 1341 BC and died in 1323 BC at the age of 18. Commonly known as King Tut, this pharaoh of Egypt inherited the kingdom from Smenkhere and was succeeded by A. He belonged to the 18th dynasty and became king at the age of 9. He reigned from 1332 to 1323 BC.
James VI and I was born in Edinburgh Castle, Scotland on June 19, 1566 and died in Theobald's House, England on March 27, 1625 at the age of 58. James VI and I was King of Scots from July 24, 1567 and King of England and Ireland from March 24, 1603 until his death. He became king at the age of 13.
Alexander III of Macedon, commonly known as Alexander the Great, was born in Pella, Macedon and died in Babylon on June 11, 323 BC at the age of 32. He reigned from 336 to 323 BC. He succeeded his father, King Philip II of Macedon. As King of Macedon, he developed one of the largest ancient empires, stretching from the Ionian Sea to the Himalayas. He fought many wars and remained undefeated.
Genghis Khan was born in the Khentij Mountains, Mongolia, in 1162 and died in August 1227 at the age of 65. His titles include Dalai Khan of the Great Mongol State, Khan of the Mongols, Lord of Four Colors and Five Tongues, and Son of Khan Tengri. He acquired vast lands of China and Central Asia. He is known as brutal, successful, and the most powerful leader in his time. He united many nomadic tribes.
Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Watching o'er their flocks. Shepherds were watching o'er their flocks. Shepherds were watching. Shepherds were watching. Shepherds were watching o'er their flocks.
Kings from the east beheld the star. Kings from the east beheld the star. Kings from the east. Kings from the east, kings from the east, beheld the star.
All came to see the newborn king. All came to see the newborn king. Sing, all came to see. All came to see. All came to see the newborn king. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Jesus the meek and mild came as a little child. Bethlehem's manger cradled the stranger king by his own revile.
not your last name, being angels are king, being not shall disturb the rest.
Humbly we worship thee, Prince of eternity. My heart is seeking thy care and keeping, enter and dwell with me.
Shouts of holy kings alone, angels are singing the slumber song. Shouts of holy kings of all the heavenly rest be thine. Shouts of holy kings alone, worship and honor to thee belong.
Ashoka the Great was born in Pataliputra, Patna, India, in 304 BC and died in 232 BC at the age of 72 in the same city. Ashoka was an Indian emperor belonging to the Maurya dynasty from 269 to 232 BC. He ruled the whole present-day subcontinent of India. His empire, headquartered in Magadha, currently Bihar, India, included present-day Pakistan, Afghanistan, India, Bangladesh, Assam, and Kalinga.
Joseph II was born in Shahjahan's palace on March 13, 1741. He died in Vienna on February 20, 1790, at the age of 48. He was a Holy Roman Emperor from 1765 to 1790 and ruler of Habsburg from 1780 to 1790. He reformed the legal system by abolishing brutal punishment and the death penalty, imposing equal treatment for all offenders, and ending censorship of the press and theater.
Belonging to the Imperial House of Japan, Hirohito was born to Taisho and Teimei in Oyama Palace, Tokyo, Japan. He died in Fokish Palace, Tokyo on January 7, 1989. Although more known as Hirohito in the outside world, he was exclusively known by the name of Showa in Japan after his death. He was the 124th Emperor of Japan, which was a prosperous state when he took over.
Nuruddin Jahangir was born in Fatehpur Sikri, India on September 20, 1569. And died in Chingarsiri, India on November 8, 1627 at the age of 58. He was one of the greatest Mughal emperors and ruled from 1605 until his death. Jahangir is famous for the chain of justice with 60 bells hanging outside the palace. Anyone who pulled the chain was given a personal hearing by the emperor. He was a great king and art lover too.
Belonging to the House of Solomon, Razdafari Makanen, better known as Haile Selassie I, was born in Ajersoghoro, Ethiopia on July 12, 1892 and died in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia on August 27, 1975 at the age of 83. He was regent of Ethiopia from 1916 to 1930 and emperor of Ethiopia from 1930 to 1974. Haile Selassie I was one of the most important figures in the history of Africa and Ethiopia.
Fell with singing, but
but this song turned to cursing their crown to a cross. They were blind to the wealth he was bringing. At the sound of the trumpet, the skies blaze with fire, mountains thunder with God's judgment ringing. But the saints have no fear, their Redeemer has come. Praise the Lord, through all ages they're singing. Hosanna, Hosanna, the saints are still singing. The hope of all ages has come. There were times when it seemed this whole world had control. He's still the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Ten men in history who remembered as famous kings. We want to tell you now about the greatest king who ever lived.
His name is Emmanuel.
Wonderful.
Counselor.
The Mighty God.
The Everlasting Father.
The Prince of Peace.
He is the Alpha and Omega.
The beginning and the end.
Glory be to his name.
How should a king come? Even a child knows the answer, of course, in a coach of gold with a pure white horse, in the beautiful city, in the prime of the day, and the trumpets should cry, and the crowds make way, and the flags fly high in the morning sun, and the people all cheer for the sovereign one. And everyone knows that's the way that it's done. That's the way that a king should come. How should a king come?
How should a king come?
Even a commoner understands he should come for his treasures and his houses and lands. He should dine upon summer strawberries and milk and sleep upon bare clothes of satin and silk. And high on a hill his castle should glow with the lights of the city light jewels below. And everyone knows that's the way that it's done. That's the way that a king should come. How should a king come? On a star-filled night into Bethlehem rode a weary woman and a worried man. And the only sound in the cobblestone street was the shuffle and the ring of their donkey's feet. And the king born in a manger of hay, he came and died incarnate. And the angels cried, "Glory, glory to God! Earth was silent, so heaven rang. Glory, glory to God! Earth was silent, so the angels sang." Glory, glory to God, peace on earth, goodwill to men. Glory, glory to God, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Glory to God, glory in the highest. Glory to God, glory.
Thank you.